Hi, good afternoon. I think it was a really good team win yesterday. You know, one of the things that we're trying to do is, you know, I think like Fran Tarkenton said about Mick Tinglehoff, he always put the team first, and that's the mindset that I'm trying to get this football team to develop is, you know, we can win as a team if we do the right things. We play together as a team. We understand special teams is extremely important, and the other two phases as well. So, questions.
Do you feel like you're starting to establish your identity of what you want with this football team, with the way you're able to get after quarterbacks and stop the run, and then the physicality you ran with Peterson ran with on offense?
Well, I do like the physical nature of our team. The last couple weeks, you know, football's been around so long, and you know, it always comes down to physical game at the end. So I want us to continue that way. I hope that is our identity going forward. But, you know, we'll see. We still got a long way to go.
Have you kind of like that mentality that you're trying to get through the defense? How much of that you think you've had to develop, and how much of that is just based on the players you've collected that they've already got that?
Well, you have to have the right players, but I think you keep talking about things like that. I think the more you talk about what you want to be and who you are and how you do it, I think that's important as well.
When you're able to hit a quarterback as much as you guys have been able to do in the last couple of weeks, what does that do to a quarterback when he's having to deal with that as often as you guys have had to do?
You'd have to ask the quarterbacks, I guess. I think, you know, I think they speed up a little bit. I think they start throwing off their back foot a little bit. I think, I think they feel getting hit. So I don't know. That's just kind of my mentality.
What do you got in mind? What do you think is crucial so far for our defense having that turnaround after week one in these past few weeks? Where would you put the credit for that?
The run defense?
Yeah, for your run defense.
On the players. The players, they're doing a great job in being in the right place, playing good techniques. And, you know, Sharif played very well. Linville played very well. The two ends played good. The linebackers are doing a good job. So, you know, it's, you know, like I try to preach every week, team defense.
How important is it for you guys to pressure Peyton Manning the way you've been pressuring quarterbacks lately?
You know, he gets the ball out really quick. You know, I know I played him in Dallas when they were 10-0 and we beat them. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways he gets the ball out quickly. And, you know, it may be a different plan this week. We'll just have to see.
Can you talk about how this team was able to bounce back from that San Francisco loss so definitively, and it seemed to have changed the whole tone of this team?
You know, I hate going back that far, but it's, you know, this team, and I said it that night, I didn't recognize that team, but this team that I see every day at practice, the OTAs, the training camp, the things that we did, you know, that's the team that I see, and, you know, we have to go out and prove it on Sundays, and that's what I tell these guys is, you know, we work really, really hard, we study, we prepare, but we only get 16 of these opportunities, and, you know, we have to prove it on Sundays. And everything that we do in this organization, in this building, with our players, it's for one day, and that's Sunday. That's why we do all the stuff that we do. So, you know, I hope that we continue on this path. You know, but, again, it's a long season, and we'll just see where we go.
After taking a look at the film, how do you feel about Trey and how he held up?
I thought he did well. You know, I've been saying all along that he continues to get better every week. I felt like there was going to be an opportunity in the game this week that he may end up playing some anyway. I didn't expect it under those circumstances, but he did good for his first real test under fire. I thought he did well.
Did Rhodes have a concussion?
Yes.
Was that the only injury he had, or did he suffer a neck injury or anything like that?
No, and actually he's feeling great today. He's already passed one test, and I think we should be good to go.
Because he was laying on the ground for a long time. Was there a lot of concern on your part?
Well, I'm always concerned about my players, you know, anytime they get hurt. But Zave's pretty tough. He's pretty tough. So I know he'd be all right.
Terrence Newman, you know, played a lot yesterday. Are you comfortable with the pace of his snaps and where he's at, you know, from the day you've had him?
Yeah, he's good. You know, he's always in tremendous shape, takes real good care of his body, so he'll be fine.
Where's Jabari Price, and where do you think he could be reintegrated maybe more this week?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, he's working his way back in, kind of like Wayne's was, you know, for a while. So we'll see. Again, it still comes down to how we can get 46 ready on game day. Well, they do a great job with their underneath crossing routes. Usually the best way is to play some kind of zones in there, but they were doing a good job with their underneath crossing routes.
Is that pretty common?
Well, they did it a little bit differently than most teams do. You know, most teams don't. Not as deliberate with the crossing routes. I handled that one good, didn't I?
With Charles Johnson, do you think he's going to be able to play this week with that rib injury?
I'm assuming so, but I don't know. I mean, we'll see where it goes during the week.
Your team had a lot fewer penalties called against them this week than they did against the Lions. Was discipline something you were preaching going into that game?
Not more than any other week. I mean, we've been pretty good with the penalties for the most part, usually. We try to do a good job with our hands and hand placement and, you know, where we contact receivers and where we, you know, where our targets on the quarterbacks. I think those have been pretty good. I know Everson had one the other day, a little late hit, but, I mean, we're hitting the quarterback in the right, you know, we put a target on him, so we've been hitting him in the right place. So that helps. And then offensively, you know, we're not having a lot of motion and movement penalties and things like that, which typically add to your numbers.
Where does your D-line stack up with maybe other ones that you've coached? I know the guys said they don't want to compare themselves, but Everson said he's having a lot of fun, like when he was with Kevin Williams and Jared Allen, that he kind of has that same feel, but he does want to compare.
Yeah, I don't know that it's fair really to compare. I really like this group. You know, this is a very, very pleasing group. They want to please you very much. You know, they've got a lot of pride amongst themselves. They, you know, as long as we keep doing what we're supposed to do, keep playing with good effort and getting in those situations where we can rush the quarterback, then I think this team will have a chance to continue to get sacks. But you know, again, that's not the measure of what we want to do defensively. It's obviously we want to get sacks, but it's not the entire thing that we want to do.
Like, obviously a lot of concern about the offensive line, but they seem to have, you know, gotten pretty cohesive. Maybe Red Ellison's helping in that regard too. Describe, you know, where they're at in their game.
I think they're getting better every week. And there were some plays that we could have done a lot better at, I thought, in the first half than what we did. But I think them continually working as a group. You know, I think TJ's getting better every week. Mike is getting better. He's a battler. He's a fighter, you know, and they're starting. And Khalil's had a very good season thus far. So, you know, I like their mentality and where they're going and how they're kind of maybe leading this team with the mindset that we're trying to do. And I think Adrian helps that as well.
You guys were in nickel most of the Lions game, most of yesterday's game. How do you explain the pass rush you guys were able to get and the run?
run-stopping guys. That's not typically thought of as a run-stopping scheme. And how have you been able to do that despite having five guys in the second game?
Well, in today's NFL, you have to be able to stop the run and with substituted defenses. And, you know, it's sometimes it's play calls, but most of the time it's really players doing what they're supposed to do. And for the most part, we did that the other day. We don't look at it like because we have extra DBs in there, we can't play the run.
Audrey's got a fair amount of snaps in the nickel. Was that just a game plan thing, or was that kind of purposely to have him kind of split more of the reps with Kendricks?
I wanted to get all of our guys more reps this week, more rotation going with the linebackers and the defensive line. And I think we did a good job of that.
It
depends on the week, really. You know, how much of that personnel group we get and how fast they're going and the weather conditions and all those things. So it all depends. You know, there's some things that Eric probably does better than Gerald, and Gerald does better than Eric, and there's things that Chad helps with a lot. And you know, we like Anthony out there quite a bit. So we'll just keep seeing each week.
Yeah, I mean, does the altitude affect things enough that you'd want to be able to have a lot of guys fresh?
Well, first of all, as I told my team, that scientifically, when you're out there for 24 hours, it really is no factor. But we want to continue to use our football team in that way. Guys that earn the right to play, that deserve to play, continue to play, because we want to be a deep team.
One Pro Football Focus ranking you might actually like is Harrison Smith is ranked as the number one safety in the NFL. Along those lines, how would you assess the season that Harrison has had so far?
I thought he played very well last week. He, you know, he's another guy that does a lot of things that don't really get recognized. He made some really good plays yesterday, I guess it was. You know, he's not getting the interceptions, but he hadn't had many opportunities. But I think he's doing a good job in pressure, a good job in run force and being in the right place and helping other guys get lined up.
Chance to watch Denver in the Sunday night game, and if so, what did you see?
You know, I was watching our game, and then I had it on in the TV in the background, so I really didn't see much of that.
You talked about a little bit yesterday about, you know, Chad Greenway, the respect he had, everybody going down, but when you look at the tape, it's like the whole team was really involved in this thing. Can you think of another player who maybe would have gotten that kind of response for a play like that?
I think we have a pretty. I think our team is pretty, pretty. You know, they care about each other. All of them. I would hope that everybody would be excited when we get a 91-yard interception return. But to your point, Chad is the consummate pro. I mean, I had a talk with somebody yesterday, and I said, you know, this guy can be a great mentor to you because of the things. The way he goes about his job, his profession, his leadership, his off the field, everything. So, you know, we have a ton of respect for Chad and really what he's done here. But you know, and I love him. I can, you know, I talk to him all the time about stuff. You know, like for instance, there was during practice this week, there was a thing that kind of one of their plays that they ran, and he was doing it one way, and I kept telling him, you know, work on this. And they did this same play, and he went in there and played it perfectly. You know, so he's always trying to learn. He's eager to be a great football player all the time. And, you know, those are the kind of things that I really respect about him.
Time for two more.
He also said he's one of the only players that could tell Adrian that he thought he wasn't playing up to the Adrian that he thought he was because of the connection they've had. They played together so long. That's got to help you as a coach because probably a lot of other players wouldn't say that. And with that said, do you think Adrian has turned the corner into being the player that you have seen him to be in the past?
I mean, that's the fourth game, I guess, I've gotten to see Adrian. So, it's hard. It's really hard for me to judge. I mean, I think he looks good. I know he's been working extra hard. He's been doing extra things. I'm sure he's worked today and tomorrow. So, but he looks good to me, and I like what he brings to this football team, the mindset, the intensity, the viciousness that we have. And I think it carries over throughout the team.
Mike, in the Lions game, when exactly did Brandon get the concussion, and were you guys aware of it? Did the spotter let you guys know?
No, I was not aware of it, and the spotter did not let us know, and I don't know when it was. I have a hard enough time not getting run over on the sideline for all the things that are going on, but I didn't know about it, no. We good? No, but I might.